Alois Illmayer was born on the 8th of June 1894 in Schramm-Bezirksdorf in Upper Bavaria and died on the 26th of July 1959 in Freilassing. Alois was a dowser, well digger and fountain builder in Freilassing, a small Bavarian village. Alois was born with a gift, no spring or underground watercourse could escape him. Already in his youth he became aware of his power to feel water. When he was near underground water, his fingers began to tingle, the veins in his hand swelled, and his rowan wand was drawn so irresistibly to the water that no other force could turn him away. To this exceptional gift was added that of clairvoyance. He was a simple man, even a bit of a simpleton, but he was sincerely Christian, jovial and helpful. Those who knew him well thought that he was so simple-minded that he would have been incapable of inventing the extraordinary visions and prophecies he gave. He had no imagination or fantasy and was not at all cunning or even clever. He soon became known for his psychic abilities because during the Second World War he predicted the points of impact of bombs and located missing people. Many people had no news of their families, some were deported to other regions, others were in concentration camps, not to mention the many dead, wounded or imprisoned soldiers. The families could then have masses celebrated for the dead, the others had to pray and give thanks to God while waiting for the return of their loved ones. Because of his great fame, Illmayer had detractors and was accused of illegal fortune-telling for profit and witchcraft. In 1947, he appeared before a district court, but was acquitted after hearing witnesses and, above all, after a disturbing demonstration of his abilities. Illmayer described exactly what the judge's wife was wearing that day and what she was doing at the time of the hearing. Her description was accurate. Yet Illmayer had never met her. The future appeared to Illmayer as in a film, in flashes or in longer, incomplete sequences, but her visions were clear and distinct. Illmayer predicted his own death in July 1959. His last words were, "I am glad I can go now, because I do not want to experience what I see." Alois Illmayer predicted hyperinflation, migrant crisis, the financial collapse, revolution, civil war, World War III and the 3 days of darkness, which will set in during World War III and will put an immediate end to all combat operations. In 1950 he saw people using smartphones in the future. When Germany was occupied territory he was visited by General Lucius D. Clay's sister and could clearly describe her home without ever being there. General Clay invited Illmayer to come to Frankfurt, but he declined. Additionally he was offered and invited many times by a lot of people to come to America and earn a lot of money there with his abilities, but he declined. He clearly stated that he was not interested in earning a lot of money. In case you think that foreseeing the future is impossible, I give you some examples of his abilities. Alois Illmayer, my favorite seer, warned the citizens of his hometown during the end of the Second World War, April 25, 1945, that at the moment of his warning British bombers were started in England and would arrive within a few hours to bomb the city of Freilassing in Bavaria. He told the people where to go to be safe and he pointed out exactly to some people which houses will be destroyed, partially destroyed or which houses will survive almost unharmed or totally unharmed. He warned people in Rosenheim, Bavaria, days ahead of the heavy bombardment on April the 18th, 1945. He told the people that when going into the bunker to not go to the safest spot, which is in the middle, but to stay near the entrance, because the roof of the bunker would collapse in the middle. It happened just as he predicted, and so only a few soldiers who ridiculed and ignored Illmayer's warning were buried. You could give him a picture of any soldier and he could tell you exactly in what condition that soldier was at the moment, well, injured or dead. He clearly saw all of this right in front of his eyes, as a picture or like a movie. He did not want to have this ability at all. It would take an entire book to describe his abilities, his life and what has been said about him. Here is what lies ahead of us according to him. A migrant crisis, high inflation, then hyperinflation, financial economic collapse, chaos, revolution, civil war in Italy. the Pope will have to flee the Vatican, most priests will be killed, in France Paris will burn, will be set on fire by its own people, Germany, etc. If my interpretation of what he said is correct, then the greatest revolution of all times will happen in America. The crisis in the Middle East will escalate even further, a high-ranked will be killed, then within 24 hours Russian tanks will be rolling all over Europe. The US will use drones and advanced chemical weapons to create a death strip to cut at the Russian ordnance. The Russians drop a bomb into the North Sea, creating a gigantic tsunami, which will flood parts of England, France, Holland, Germany and Denmark. The start of World War III is predicted to happen when the grain will be ready for harvest, that means around late July, beginning of August. A lot of other seers have seen the same time of the outbreak of World War III in their visions. The war will last around 3 months, then the earth changes will set in. Ilmaya saw a heavenly body, which is probably responsible for the 3 days of darkness. The 3 days of darkness will include a pole shift. So you need to be living in a high place, having a safe place that is pretty much airtight, protecting against the dust particles from the heavenly body, and you need lots of supplies and water. After that he predicts a peaceful time. Everything calls peace, shalom. Then it will occur, a new Middle East war suddenly flames up, big naval forces are facing hostility in the Mediterranean, the situation is strained. But the actual firing spark is set on fire in the Balkan, I see a large one falling, a bloody dagger lies beside him, then impact is on impact. Two men kill a third high-ranked. They were paid by other people. The third murder occurred. Then the war starts. One of the murderer is a small black man, the other a little bit taller, with bright colored hair. I think it will be at the Balkans, but cannot say it exactly. The year before the war will be a fruitful year with much fruit and grain. After the murder of the third, it starts overnight. I see quite clearly three numbers, 2, 8, and 9. But I cannot say what it means and cannot state a time. The war begins at sunrise. He comes along rapidly. The farmers sit in the pub playing cards, when the foreign soldiers look through the windows and doors. Quite black an army comes from the east, but however everything occurs very rapidly. I see a 3, but I do not know if it means 3 days or 3 weeks. It comes from the Golden City. The first worm begins at the blue water in the northwest and goes to the Swiss borders. As far as Regensburg, no more bridges crossing the Danube exist, they do not come from the south of the blue water. Then impact is on impact. Massed units march from the east into Belgrade and move forward to Italy. Thereafter, 3 armored wedges immediately advance with lightning speed in the north of the Danube over West Germany towards the Rhine, without preliminary warning. This will occur so unexpectedly that the population flees full of panic to the west. Many cars will clog the roads, if they would have stayed at home or would not have used the main streets. Everything, which will be an obstacle for the rapidly advancing tanks on hip-speed motorways and other fast motorways, will be down-rolled. I cannot see any Danube bridges above Regensburg anymore, Hardly anything remains of the big city Frankfurt. The Rhine Valley will be devastated, mainly by air. I see three spearheads coming. The below spearhead comes along over the forest, but then pulls up itself northwestly alongside the Danube. The line is, for instance, Prague, Bavarian forest and northwest. The blue water is the southern boundary. The second spearhead goes from east to west over Saxonia, the third from northeast to southwest. Now I see the earth like a ball before me, on which the lines of the airplanes step out, which do now fly up like swarms of white pigeons from the sand. The Russian does not stop anywhere, while running in his three wedges. Day and night they run in order to reach the Ruhr district, where the many furnaces and fireplaces are. The second spear comes westwards over Saxonia towards the Ruhr district, exactly like the third, which goes from northeast westwards over Berlin. Day and night the Russians run, inexorably their target is the Ruhr district. Immediately the revenged comes from across the large water. However, the Yellow Dragon invade in Alaska and Canada at the same time. But he comes not far. I see the earth like a ball before me, on whom now the white pigeons fly near, a very large number coming up from the sand. Then it rains a yellow dust in a line. When the Golden City is destroyed, it begins. Like a yellow line it goes up to the city in the bay. It will be a clear night when they begin to throw it. The tanks are still driving, but those who sit in these tanks became quite black. Where it falls down, everything will be dead, no tree, no bush, no cattle, no grass, this becomes withered and black. The houses still exist. I don't know what it is and so I cannot tell it. It is a long line. Who goes over this line, dies. The ones who are on the one side cannot go over to the other side. Then everything at the spearheads breaks down. They all must go to the north. What they have with them, they throw away. Nobody will come back anymore. The airplanes drop the yellow powder between the Black Sea and the North Sea. This is probably wrong. Ilmaya most probably meant the Baltic Sea. Thus a death strip is created, straight from the Black Sea to the North Sea, as wide as half Bavaria. In this zone no more grass can grow, let alone humans live. The Russian supply is interrupted. Swarms of pigeons ascend from the sand. Two herds achieve the combat area from the west to southwest. The squadrons turn towards the north and cut off the course of the Third Army. From the east there are many caterpillars. But in the caterpillars everybody is already dead, although the vehicles keep rolling on, in order to gradually stop automatic. Here, the pilots also throw off their small black boxes. They do explode, before they touch the soil, and spread a yellow or green smoke or dust. These boxes are satanic. When they explode, a yellow and green dust or smoke arises, everything that comes in contact to it is dead. It is a human, an animal or a plant. The humans become quite black and the meat fall off their bones, so sharply is the poison. For 1 year no organism is allowed to enter this area, otherwise it will expose itself to the largest mortal danger. At the Rhine the attack is finally repelled. From the three spearheads no soldier will come home anymore. During the war, or at the end, I see a sign in the sky, the crucified one with his wounds and everyone will see him. I have seen it 3 times. It will most certainly happen. In Russia a revolution and civil war broke out. There are so many corpses that they can no longer be removed from the streets. Suddenly the Russians have to withdraw to the north. At the Rhine I see a half moon, which wants to devour everything. The horns of the sickle want to close. What this means, I do not know. Then they are flying to the north. In the center there is a mark, there lives nothing anymore. No human, no animal, no grass. They fly to the quite north, where the third spearhead had come in, and to cut off everything. So they will all be murdered. Nobody from these three armies will come back home anymore. But then I see someone flying, a single airplane, which comes from the east, throws something into the large water. Then the water lifts itself as high as a tower and falls down. There is an earthquake and the half of the big island will sink. The southern part of England slips into the water. One part of England disappears. Three large cities will be ruined, one will be destroyed by the water, the second is located so high in the sea that you can only see the church tower, and the third falls in. The countries from the North Sea to Belgium are in serious danger from the water. The sea is raging, the waves are as high as houses, foaming as if they were cooking. The islands near the coast disappear and the climate changes. The whole action will not last long. I see 3 lines, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, I don't know exactly, but it won't last long.
To the dust we shall return.
One day during the war everything goes dark. Then a hail of lightning and thunder broke out and an earthquake shook the earth. So don't go out of the house. The lights go out except for the candles, the electricity is cut off. Whoever breathes the powder will get a cramp and die. Keep the windows closed, seal them with black paper. All running water is poisoned and all food that is not in hermetically sealed cans. Even food in jars cannot be eaten, these packages do not hold. Do not drink milk. Buy some tins of rice or vegetables. Bread and flour will keep, wet will go moldy, as will meat unless it is in a zinc can. Outside it is deadly dust. Many people die. The rivers will be so dry you can easily cross them. The cattle perish, the grass turns yellow and dries up. The human corpses are all yellow and black. Everything is gone after 3 days. The wind blows the clouds of death to the east. But I repeat, do not go out. Do not look out of the window. Let the consecrated candles burn and pray. These days more people will die than in the two world wars. The cross is honored again. The Russian people believe in God again. The party bigwigs commit suicide, and their long-standing faults are washed away in blood. I see a red mass mingled with yellow faces, it is a general uprising and atrocious murder. Then they sing the Easter song and burn candles before icons of the Virgin Mary. The darkness of 3 days is closing in. I see 3 figures 9. I can't tell what it means. The third 9 brings peace. Then the cross will be honored again. When all is over, more people have died than in the two world wars combined. Then it will be peace and a good time. People will fear God again. The laws that put children to death will be invalidated after this great sweep. I see a skinny old man becoming our king. The meadows will bloom again when the Pope returns from exile. When autumn comes, people gather in peace. First there is still famine, then so much food that everyone eats to his heart's content. The landless people can go where there was desert and everyone can settle wherever they want and have as much land as they can plow. The people are few and far between and the grocer stands at the door and says, buy something from me or I'm finished. The climate has changed so much that vines are planted here and southern fruits grow here and it is much warmer than now. After the great catastrophe comes along and happy time. Whoever lives then will live well and can only be happy. After the victory an emperor is crowned by the Pope. How long does it last? I see 3 lines. I don't know if it's 3 days, 3 weeks or 3 months. When it's all over, a large part of the population is no longer there. More people are missing than in the First and Second World Wars. After these events comes a long and happy time, Whoever lives through it will be fine. But people will have to start again where our great-grandparents had to start.
Cursed be the ground. For our sake. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth. For us. For out of the ground we were taken from the dust we are. The dust we shall return.
Bruh.